This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Don't you just love that song? I love that song. You know, if you're feeling kind of down, it kind of gets you out of that down kind of feeling. And you just realize that, you know, life goes on and it's going to be better. We just got to keep on keeping on, don't we? So, you know what? We're getting really close to Christmas, aren't we? And I don't know about you, but I'm not ready yet. But I'm getting there every night after work. I go home and I'm like, okay, And I get all of those gifts out there and I'm figuring out who's going to get what and, you know, how do I want to wrap it and all these decisions, right? But that's the hustle and bustle of everything, isn't it? But how about plans like, you know, those special thoughts and those words on the pages, those cards that you write, and just that loving feeling, that warm and fuzzy feeling of the season, and, you know, spending time with those that you love. And, you know, when I think about that and I think about what's going on, this is the time when there is a lot more loneliness that goes on. And it's a time where people who normally would have a lot of things going on might not this year. Maybe it's just this year. Maybe there's a change in something in their relationships, or they had to move away from all those that they love, or somebody has passed on, or there's so many things. And this is when the most suicides happen. Why? Because everybody wants to be loved, and everybody wants to be hugged, and you want to have that feeling of belonging, a feeling of belonging. So today I have a special guest on, and she is a very special guest. She is a personal friend of mine. I can really call her a personal friend. She's very special, and she supports me, loves me, you know, emails me sometimes when I'm not expecting any emails, and all of a sudden here comes one over, and she just says, I'm thinking about you, praying about you. And we all need to be doing that, don't we? And we all probably fall a little short on what we could be doing at any given day, any given moment, actually. But she is a personal friend, and she's involved in a business group with me. And even more special for me is when I got asked to do this radio show, this person was the first person I ever had on the show. She was my first show. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to you Melody Rossi. Hi, Melody Rossi.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for having me back again.
Yes, I think how many times now have you been on? You're on every anniversary.
About four, maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
And you're doing a great job with this show. It's really grown and I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Melody. You know, I'm very proud of you, too.
I really am.
And we're going to talk about what's going on and what the Lord's doing with you and your life. And it's just amazing. And, you know, when I'm praying and I'm thinking, okay, Lord, who do you want to have on the show? And, you know, what is it that you want to accomplish? Because that's the thing is, you know, this isn't the Sue Freeze Show. Even though it says it is, it really isn't. It is God's show. And what I want to make sure that you understand is, you know, I don't just come in here and just say, oh, ye, Melody, you're in the hall. Hey, come on. Let's come on in. You know, can you come in? No. You know, I say, Lord, you know, what do we need to do here? What is something that's pressing? What is something that's happening? And Melody came to mind. Why? Because I recently had gone to where she works and where she practically lives. And, right?
That's right. I do.
And she had a donation of things, you know, things, more than she could handle at the moment in time. So she said, hey, Sue, come on over and see if there's anything here that you could use. And so I did, and I did get a few things that I really were a blessing to me. And a week goes by, and all of a sudden I hear that there was a break-in.
That's right.
And somebody stole like a whole bunch of things. So I want to give a little bio of Melody so you understand a little bit about her. And then we're going to go from this to that to whatever. I'm supposed to like do an overview of what this show is going to be about today. So if I was going to do that, I would say that it's going to talk about sharing Christ with the dying. So if you have somebody that is dying, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about ministries and how it's very difficult to find the funds to do what you need to do. And, you know, the funds run out before the needs run out. That's just the way it is. And it's very difficult because you have to put your hand out and you have to ask for funds. You have to ask for time. You have to ask for money. And I don't know about you, but, you know, the joy goes to the giver. And what I have found is that there are times when I don't feel like or don't think I have the time to invest or to give. And when I do, I am so thankful that I did. And so if this is a time for you, listener, where you're feeling down, you're feeling alone, you're feeling like there's something missing in your life, Melody's going to talk a little bit about that too. So I think that there is something in this show. The Holy Spirit's got something really grand, and there's something in here for everybody. So don't tune the dial out. Don't turn to something else, because you're meant to be here to listen to what we're going to be talking about. So I'm not going to give you a summary. I'm just going to say it's going to be really, really good, and you need to stay tuned. And if you're just tuning in right now, this is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And after you listen to this show and you think there's something here that you might want to share, just let people know about the SueFreeze.com site. That's SueFreeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, there's all kinds of information, all kinds of podcasts. You can get this on iTunes, iHeart. You can just get us when you want to. It's not, you don't have to tune in a dial at a certain time anymore. You can get the Sue Free Show anytime you want, day or night. How about that? It's pretty nice. So, Melody Rossi. I love that name, Melody Rossi. It just kind of sings, doesn't it? Melody Rossi suffered a surgical error that nearly took her life in 1994. Her long recovery became a pivotal point in her Christian walk and gave her deep compassion for those suffering from serious illness. Melody subsequently founded Cloud and Fire Ministries, an organization that evangelizes, disciples, and educates at-risk youth. We'll talk more about that. Her work in that capacity has resulted in her becoming a mother figure to many young people, some of whom she has adopted as her own. She and her husband live in Granada Hills, California. And that is just a very small part of Melody Rossi, but we're going to start there. So I read that out of the back of her book. She has a book called Sharing Christ with the Dying, Bringing Hope to Those Near the End of Life. And, you know, I personally have... And my mom and dad are both gone and to heaven. And my stepfather was going through something different that I hadn't experienced. The series of events was different. And another person that I know also. And so I've had the chance to share this book with somebody else that had to walk through the process, because it is a difficult process. And it's almost like we don't want to talk about it out loud because we're trying to avoid what we know is really happening. We're trying to avoid it, and we're afraid to say it.
That's right. And we sort of feel like, oh, if we get a book like this, Sharing Christ with the Dying, we might be pronouncing a death sentence on somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sue, I was thinking as you were leading into this, it was 20 years ago today. I was in the hospital.
No way.
And it was Christmas time. And I'm telling you, being in the hospital at Christmas time is miserable. So if there's anybody out there listening or you have a loved one in the hospital, boy, it is tough. But I was in the hospital. They had told my husband I probably would not survive. Mm. I had to have an emergency surgery because in a surgery that I had that was a minor thing for, you know, taking care of infertility. Even though infertility is a major thing, the surgery was supposed to be minor, but there was a mistake made and they didn't know it until a few days later. Mm. And everything had been spilling out into my body cavity and I had peritonitis. I was, you know, completely swollen and yellow and dying. And so, you know, they didn't think I would come through that. And that was sort of the watershed moment in my life. That was a pivotal point. Everything sort of revolves around before that and after that. And so this book came out of that experience of being in the hospital, being so gravely ill, and before that, you know, being totally in control. And you know, then all of a sudden I was an invalid, not just in the hospital, but for a year afterwards. And I really had a heart for people who were sick and suffering. And then later on, when my parents were dying, they came to the Lord on their deathbeds. And, you know, I think God just used that experience to give me compassion and insight about that.
On a brighter note, I was thinking about that the time you have with a loved one that might be going through this process. Some people don't even have that chance. Somebody is just snatched away.
Yeah, a friend of mine's husband just died, just,
boom,
you know,
gone.
Heart attack, and he was gone on their living room floor, you know. And
right.
You're right, you sometimes don't get a chance to say goodbye. And those long illnesses are grueling, but they do give you a chance to say everything and work through some of those things and redeem some of the lost time.
And, you know, I read this book because I was going through the process. And there's a lot of things, Melody, that in this book really shed light to some things, such as, you know, at the very end, how there's a spurt of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, they're getting better. They're getting better. But really, they're not. It's just that last, I don't know what you call
it. Like pulling yourself together almost,
yes.
You know, to make sure that you can say the things that you want to say. If the person is still
right.
conscious, a lot of times they'll sort of revive, uh-huh. maybe for a week even.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's a little period of time. Sometimes it might just be an hour, depending on what's going on with them. But yeah, that's a very common thing.
Yeah, it is. And I did not realize that unless I had read your book. And there's so many things you walk people through in this book, personally with you and your mother and the whole situation, but also just understanding what is happening. It's like when you're pregnant and you buy that book that shows the baby at 5 weeks and then the baby, what it looks like at mm-hmm. 10 weeks and so on, birth. You know, death is a process if somebody is dying. And I had a girlfriend who died of cancer, and she mm-hmm. decided not to have any more treatments because she didn't want to go that route. So she decided to she basically dwindled away, and I would come mm-hmm. and visit her and read to her and everything. And just being able to understand more about what was happening and to be able to talk, it's freeing for the person
yeah.
that is dying to be able to talk and not be worried about those around them.
And not feel awkward about it, because
right.
really it's a part of our life process. And it's
right.
interesting, Sue, that you bring up comparing it to a pregnancy book and what's
right.
going on. Because I think I've come to see death as a birthing process. It's mm-hmm. a birthing in to the kingdom of God. And
right.
you know, at Cloud and Fire,
yes.
that's what we're doing with young people who live in gang communities. We're trying to see them birthed into the kingdom of God. And the dying process, whether the person is a believer or not yet a believer, it's sometimes a real opportunity for a spiritual birth to take place.
Oh, that's
but it's,
beautiful.
It's a crossover
wow.
into the spiritual realm for sure.
That is so special. Isn't that neat? That was like really something. I liked that. That was really good, and it's so true.
It is true.
Right. I remember my mom, she was going in. She had to have open heart surgery after she had angina and congestive heart failure. So she was going in, and I was right there when they were rolling her into the surgery, and she looks up at me, and she grabs my hand, and she says, Susie, she says, maybe this is the best way for me. I don't have to go through any pain. I just don't have to wake up. And at that time, I was like, no, Mom, no, don't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like she was giving me pre-warning that that's what, in her mind, that's where her mindset
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
And she never did come out. It took her an entire week after having the heart surgery, which was during Thanksgiving, which is her favorite time, and she held on through Thanksgiving. And then it was a really raining, pouring down day, and my sister was there, Darcy, and she goes, you know, Susie, let's go. And that last night, the nurses, you know, people had come into her room, separate people that had had the same surgery, that would come in, and you'd see them get up, start walking.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that there were many people coming and going, but Mom wasn't waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just she did not want to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the nurse finally, God love those nurses. Thank you, nurses, for what you do. And a nurse came in, and she says, you know, Susie, sometimes people hang on for those that they're leaving behind. It's not mm-hmm. that they don't want to go. It's just that they're worried about leaving you or leaving people behind.
Have you given them permission yet?
Permission. That's
yeah.
it. And so that night, after she said that, I really was struggling inside of me. But I said to her, I finally said to my mom, I said, Mom, I grabbed her hand, and I'm going to cry. But I said, Mom, it's okay. It's okay. I got this one. I'll take care of everybody. it's okay. I couldn't say it's okay for you to go. I couldn't get the for you to go. Yeah. But I just said, Mom, it's okay. I got it. I'll take care of everybody. And that night she left. Mm-hmm. But it was like I had to give her permission to go. And she needed to make sure that everybody was okay. And I thought that was so special. But this book helped me with that too. It helped me just be able to get those words out, you know, because we sometimes it's like, oh, it's harder for those that are left behind.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think that it's so interesting what you shared, Sue, that even though your mother was not conscious, you could have that conversation with her. And I don't think we understand very much about the spiritual realm and about what people hear. And, you know, people who've been in a coma say that they heard all of those conversations. And I think also the Lord speaks in the spirit realm, even when the body is shutting down. You know, it's just a strange thing, all these different layers.
Right.
And how there's things that are, you know, as the Bible says, visible and invisible. And the things that are seen are temporary, and the things that are unseen are eternal.
Right.
And, you know, in that dying process, we sometimes are able to connect in with that eternal part that remains unseen most of regular time when there's not an illness or an impending death going on.
Right. So now we've touched those people that are in the hospital, maybe, or they have somebody that might be dying, or somebody that is leaving and whatnot. So we've touched on that. And for those of you out there, what would you say to those people, the people that are going through a trying time right now, Melody?
You know, what I would really like to say is, first of all, the reason that we're here, the whole reason that we're here is so that we can connect with the Lord, so that we can be in eternity with Him and with each other. And I think sometimes when we have a loved one whose death is imminent, we're afraid, like you were, to let go. But if that person can come to know the Lord or already knows the Lord, you know, it's just a temporary separation. And I think for us to have those eyes to see eternal things and to know that the Lord so often uses His people to make it comfortable for someone to take that passageway. You know, in our culture, we keep death at arm's distance, and you know, we need to embrace it a little bit and, you know, be there with people and surround them with love and not be afraid.
Right.
And as Christians know, this is only temporary. And so I think there's just such a rich experience in it. And really the book, which was put out by Bethany House, and they can find it on Amazon or they can find it on the Bethany website, It's really a handbook, like you said, to just give you the confidence to be in that dying process and see the beauty in it.
So there you go. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And with me today, it's my great pleasure to have Melody Rossi with me. And we're going to be touching on many, many, many different things. And so, Melody, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I was talking to the Lord about the show, and I was like, you know, Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What, who do you want to have on the show? And your name and your body and your smile and your face just came to mind. And so with all that said, because you're just beautiful inside and out. And
thank you.
Yeah. And so what my goal here today is that there's many ministries out there. And all of us need to be doing something. It could be the smallest thing and you could think it's just irrelevant. But it's really not. But doing nothing is nothing. Do something, okay? Whatever it is, do something for someone each and every day. Reach out, step out, do something for somebody else. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. I have that on my voicemail. And it's really true. And right now, we are in the season, right? The giving season, the season to remember Christ. And He gave the ultimate of gifts, did He not? And so, you know, how hard is it to give? And there's so many needs out there. Find a need and fill it.
That's
and right. Whether you have the time, if you have the time, give the time. If you have the money, give the money. Whatever your gift, whatever you can give, give. And now more than ever, ministry is so, so tough. I can remember being the head usher in church, and I had 10 different groups of 10 that I was leading or coaching or whatever you want to call it. And the thing with that was, is I couldn't fire them because I didn't pay them, right? So if they didn't measure up, if they didn't show up on time, if they didn't do what I wanted them to do, it was frustrating, you know? And so in ministry, I can just imagine, you know, because you know, it's not the same as business. In business, I can fire somebody. I can demote somebody. I can, you know what I mean? But in ministry, you know, you've got to just say, okay, Lord, I need some help. Bring the help, please, please, please. And you have to articulate and understand what the goals are and everything. But still, it's just so much more difficult. And I'm thinking about going into ministry. I'm thinking about this and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle it. So Melody has Cloud and Fire. And Cloud and Fire is kind of an odd name. I've always thought it was an odd name until she starts describing how that came about and all of that. And then it made total sense. But it's for kids that are at risk. What does that mean exactly? Why don't you explain it? Because you can explain it better than I can.
Well, Sue, we work in a community in the San Fernando Valley, although we have young people who come to us now from even downtown LA. They take the bus to get to us. But we work in poverty-stricken communities where there's a lot of crime, where there's a lot of gangs, where there's just brokenness and violence and all kinds of issues, you know, they just kind of pile on top of one another. And I became aware of that community because I was teaching in the community, and I couldn't believe that we had an area that had a 76% dropout rate. Mm. And I started looking at all the things that were going on and just seeing all this brokenness, and I wanted to do something to make a difference. So our flagship program right now is a program that works with kids who've dropped out of school, and their age is 17 to 25, and we have a wonderful charter school for them. And Sue, you've seen that program. Mm-hmm. But when we look at what's going on with these young people and why they dropped out of school, it's heartbreaking. So we have girls who started having children when they were 14. Mm. And one of our young mothers, I'm going to call her Juanita, she currently has two boys. One is 4 years old and he has leukemia. Mm. And he has to go back and forth to Children's Hospital. Her father, in January of last year, or of this year, was in a horrible accident. He was dragged on a bicycle and has a head injury. And then three of her family members who were coming here from Las Vegas for Thanksgiving were killed in a car accident, an uncle and two teenagers. And this girl is trying to stay in high school. And meanwhile, she's going to school with us in the morning, and in the afternoon, she was trying to figure out how to get three bodies shipped to Mexico. And I can't even imagine what she's going through. They have no money. There's the mother, her mother, and her husband are the only ones in the whole extended family that are working right now because of all of this chaos that's going on with them.
Wow.
And yeah, I have to respect her so much for trying to go back to school and support her children. And we have story after story of these brave young people who are trying to make a better life. And, you know, she's not involved in a gang, but, you know, she wants something for her future.
Right. And some of her past has caused things to be the way they are. And some of them we have no control over at all.
Right.
And she has no control over at all. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Fries, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
Every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. Listen, if you're listening and you would like to be an advertiser on this show, please connect with me. Contact me by going to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and we'll talk and we'll figure out if it's a good fit for you and I to be on this together. Okay? And if you want to share this with other people, there's a multitude of ways that you could do that. The main thing to remember is SueFreeze.com, and you can connect there by going to the podcast and picking out what you want to listen to. There's different ministries, different people, and so on and so forth. There's also Helping Hands, which is the main one there that people love to get, is the I Am's, who you are through Christ. It's very important for you to know who Christ says you are, not who people say you are, but who Christ says you are, because that's the truth. And we want to stand on the truth, don't we? I know I do. So Melody, we took a little break there for just a second, and so the second half, we're at the second half, and at the break I asked you, Melody, what is the main thing that you want to accomplish here, and you said, well, what is it that you want to accomplish here? So I'm going to start with mine, what I'd like to accomplish, because I really see how hard you work and how much time and devotion and heart you put into what you do. These kids have the greatest mom. You know, you're like the mom to all these kids. And, you know, they're tough kids, but they've created this toughness because they've had to out of survival. And, you know, it's just not easy. It's not easy to be in this day, even with a functional mom and dad, let alone not having that and not knowing where maybe the next meal or where the next bullet's going to come from.
That's
I mean, it's basically like that. And so I've heard some of the stories and I'm just like, I can't even imagine trying to be a teenager with all of that going on. You know, like your friend getting shot right in front of you. I mean, you told me about that once. And there's just all these things that are happening all the time. And it doesn't matter, you know, like your ministry is in Van Nuys, but it's reaching out and reaching out. And this show goes from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, but now it's also going all over the world. So if you're listening and you're saying, wow, that's so far away from me, you know, internet is really close and snail mail is even easy to do. So my function here today is to reach out and ask you that if you don't have a ministry now that you feel compelled or have passion for, find one. Look for it and find it. And if you need one and you want me to help you out, make it easy for you, I'm going to say that Cloud and Fire Ministry is a reputable, because there's a lot of ministries out there where you question, you know, where's the money really going, right? You have to trust God in that. Even when you tithe and your offerings, you have to trust God that God's in control of the money that you put in that dish. But here in ministry, you have to trust that God's in control. And I can tell you firsthand that I am seeing the work. I am seeing the fruit of the work. So I'm saying if you don't have a ministry, Cloud and Fire Ministries could be the ministry that you are looking for. And where do you get in contact with them? You can go to www.cloudandfire.org. And the phone number there, if you want to write it down, is 818-782-2911. If you can't remember that and you're driving, no problem. We'll have it posted up on the SueFreeze site. So just remember SueFreeze.com, and it'll be up there along with this podcast. So you'll be able to get this and share it with other people no matter where you are. And your money, you know, it can go anywhere, right? It doesn't have to be right in your backyard. It can be anywhere. And so my goal today is to let you know that this is a really fruitful ministry. It is going places. It is doing things. You know, it's moving and shaking. It's making a difference. And we would love for you to be a part of the ministry. And if you're close by and you want to devote time and your hands, or maybe you've got some gift or skill that could be utilized, that's welcome also. You know, so just do that, please. That's my goal for today, is to ask you to send them money. Melody, I started to say about the computers, but we didn't go into any detail about, you know, I came and I got some notebooks and a desk and some other things because you had overage of, and you needed to get the open storage. And then like a week later, I find out that somebody came and stole what?
Well, we had a break-in, and they came in and took 16 computers. They stole our van, but fortunately, what? We did get that back.
Oh, good.
And, you know, just your kind of miscellaneous things. But those 16 computers were computers that students use in school for assignments. You know, so many things are on the internet now, and you have to have internet access, and you have to be able to do your reports and all of that. And so that really was hard on us. So if people want to help by either giving kind of recent model computers that maybe they've upgraded from, or if they'd like to give cash for computers, that could really help us right now at this year end. We're trying to get computers back and have everything up and running by the new year.
Right. So there you go. If you've got some computers, so you've got some money, send it to Cloud and Fire. I'm just going to put your information on my website. Just
Thank
make it easier so.
So
that we can move forward with more information.
I'd really just like to say, you know, what we're trying to do is reach a generation, an unchurched generation that's really lost. And you know, people are just on the fringe. A lot of us who are in church, we understand what God is trying to do. We understand salvation. But there is a mission field right here in our own community, and that's what we're trying to do, is reach those lost ones.
There is a lot of work to do right here in your backyard, across the street. You know, be looking for opportunities, and believe me, they show up. They just show up.
Yeah.
Yes. Just the stories that you tell me, I'm just like, really? Wow. You know, I mean, there's so many of them. I can't even think of one in particular because there's so many stories, but you have so many stories that have just been incredible. And then your son, you know, you couldn't have children of your own.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of a really special ginger tender story, is that, you know, because of that operation, you had that pivotal time in your life where you had your plan. You know, you were an opera singer, doggone it. You were singing. You were an opera singer. Amazing. And life was ahead of you. And you had all these plans. And part of that was to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, bam, that's taken from you.
Yeah, that surgery left me unable to have children. And I really went through a big struggle of, what do I do now? Am I going to adopt? And I felt like the Lord said, you know, I'm going to give you some spiritual babies. And I didn't really know what that meant. Hmm. But, you know, through a long and winding road that a lot of us have as the Lord unfolds his plans for us, I ended up starting a ministry for at-risk kids. And even then, I just thought, well, I'm going to be that other mother, and I'm going to give to people that are not as fortunate as I am. And it took a long time before I realized that I had become a mother figure to so many. But then there's certain ones that the Lord really placed in my life in a special way. And there's four kids that I've adopted into my own family. And one of them, Joey, you've met, mm-hmm. is, you know, a very recent addition in the last 5 years. And he feels like Samuel, you know, that Hannah waited for.
Mm.
And he's working in the ministry with us now. And God has his hand on him. He's, you know, a real special young man. But God does something in us when we can get out of our own sorrow and out of our own sadness, and we can look beyond ourselves and reach out to somebody. Because I'm telling you, there's always somebody who's worse off than we are, even when we're in our lowest
Amen.
Moment.
Amen.
And,
so true.
And we can be an answer to someone's prayer. You know, not that we're answering the prayer, but God puts us in position. And so I think about how in my own life, children coming into my life have been the answer to the brokenness and the emptiness I felt because I couldn't have children. But God allowed me to be the answer to their prayer when they were in abusive homes, and saying, why can't somebody love me? Why isn't there a mommy for me?
Isn't that interesting? We have this story here is where you wanted something to happen and it didn't happen exactly like you thought and you planned and you thought you had it all figured out. And then obviously you didn't because you had no control over what happened. But then there you wanted to be a mom and then God had another plan and you are a mom and you are doing so much. And part of that at the break you were saying is that in your brokenness, you realized that you needed to get out of your own pain and you needed to reach out to somebody else. And in doing so, look at how much you've got back. You didn't just get one child or two children. You got a whole bunch of kids.
That's right. I think if we add up over the years, because Cloud and Fire is now in its 15th year.
Yay.
Thank you. Yay. If we add up all the kids and not, you know, some of them just kind of come through for a little while, but there's kids who say, you know, I wouldn't have made it without you. Thank you for doing this. It's well over 1,000. And you think, how could God do that? How could God take a woman who is just in the hospital, not knowing whether she would live or not, and start a ministry that has touched that many lives? You know, that's nothing that I did. That's something that God did. And there's that scripture in Matthew that says, those who cling to their life, you know, I could have clung to my life as an opera singer. Those who cling to their life will lose it. But those who give it up will find it. And that's what the Lord does. It's a miraculous thing that he does for us.
Scripture is Matthew 10:39. She just quoted, and I always like to give reference, so it's nice to have the reference there. And it's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's an awesome little story. It's a big story. So the message is this, is that you're going through a trying time maybe. Maybe you're at the height of your life. Maybe you just got engaged. Maybe you're getting married soon. Maybe you just found out you're pregnant. Congratulations. That is so awesome. Enjoy. Celebrate. Then there's some that are empty nest. Husband of 30, 50 years has gone home. You know, there's all these other things. So like I said at Thanksgiving, if you have your family tradition, you have your traditions, if there's an empty seat at your table, see if there's somebody that you can bring in and share your meal with. I said that at Thanksgiving. I'm going to say it again at Christmas because there's a lot of lonely, lonely people out there. And if you've never been at this point of loneliness, it's hard to explain and express. But if that's you, I totally get it. But I want to tell you that there's somebody else, like Melody said, that's worse off. And in that, it doesn't make you feel better to know that. Sure, I understand, but it gives you hope to know that you don't have to stay in that position just like Melody. She could have stayed in that position of, oh my gosh, look, all my dreams are shattered. But no, something inside of her said, no, I'm maybe she didn't think this right at that time, but God's got a plan. I'm going to trust God. Maybe she did. I would bet, knowing Melody, she did. But I'm going to trust God.
Maybe not every single moment.
No, of course. You know, we have these questions like, what? Why? Yeah. You know, I could just imagine. So no matter where you are right now is where you are. It is what it is, was my last year's statement. This year is let it go. Whatever it's going to be next year. I don't know. Do you have a saying for next year yet? Because I don't. Not yet. But wherever you are in your life, you're being prepared. That's the way I look at it. It's preparation. It's an assignment. And you're being prepared for this assignment. So enjoy it. You know, embrace it. And just understand that God's preparing you for something. And sometimes we have to feel pain so that we can understand somebody else's pain so that we can be better used for his glory. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. We don't have a whole lot of time left, and it always is a bummer. I'm going to say bummer because it is. It's a bummer to me that we're running out of time. But I want to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. And I just want to tell you that do what you can. Give what you can. Give of yourself. Get out of yourself if you can. And be there for somebody else. Look for opportunities to love on somebody else. To give something of yourself to someone else. And I guarantee you that you will get something back, and it'll be better than what you could have imagined. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes. So God has a way, you know, and we can think of it as we come to the end of this year, 2014. God has a way of turning the worst tragedies into the greatest triumphs, and and building a beautiful lining to that cloud that, you know, overshadowed our life. And I think that that's something that I hope your listeners will go into the new year thinking. You know, like I said at the beginning of the program, right now it's 20 years ago that I was in the hospital. My whole life just seemed like it came to a very abrupt halt. And
it did.
And yet God had a completely different story for me than the one I thought I was writing. He was writing a different story, and it's a much better story, actually.
Yes, it is. Just think about all the children. And we're not done yet, are we, Melody? It's not done yet.
Not
you know,
at all.
We, you know, who knows? 2015, what's gonna come in 2015? I, inside my heart of hearts, in my deepest of spirit, just feel this is gonna be the most amazing year. 2015 is gonna be an amazing year. You know, for some, it's a new season. It's a new start. Well, for all of us, it's the beginning of the new beginning, right? It's the beginning of the next year. And it's the first day of the rest of our lives. So if you look at it like that, what are you going to do with it? Make each day count. You know, make each day count. That's really huge, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Think about it. And, you know, if you're not involved in ministry, I'm going to remind you again, if you're not involved in a ministry, find one. You know, get involved in something. And some of you are saying, I'm so busy already, I can't add another thing to my plate. I get it. I understand. Totally. I get it. But you know what? It's amazing. It, you know, the busier, you know, if you want something to happen, you find the busiest person and somehow they find somehow to get it done. I mean, it's so true. But what I'm saying is, no matter how busy or not busy you are, get a little busier and do something. And it doesn't have to take a whole lot. Like I was telling Melody before we got on the show today, yesterday my daughter invited me to a missions dinner, and they were discussing all the different people that are in Poland and over here and over there and in Uganda and just all over, and that we were praying for each family and what their issues were at the moment in time. And when it was my turn, because we went around the table to pray, the Lord gave me a vision of a small, small circle of probably five people holding hands. And then as the prayer went out and the time went on, is that there would be another person walk up and they would grab hands and the circle got bigger. So if each one of us just does a little, the circle's going to get bigger and we're going to touch more and more people. And pretty soon the Lord is going to be touching every single person, and they're going to understand what it feels like to be loved by our Heavenly Father. And I just think that's the most amazing visual of just the circle getting bigger and bigger and holding hands in unity and everybody understanding, you know, number one, what their purpose and why they were created, because we were all created for a specific purpose. And we don't always understand or know what that is. You know, just like you, Melody, you didn't understand when you were born what you were going to do. And we still don't know what's going to happen next. It's pretty exciting, though.
It is. And what I love about that vision is how the Lord is inviting us all into the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we become part of His work as we become part of His family, and we become part of one another. And that's really the beauty of the church and salvation and, you know, what eternity is going to look like. We're going to be in the circle together worshiping the Lord, aren't we?
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that too. Oh, I love that. So we've only got, I don't know how much time left. So I'm just going to hand over the mic, and I'm going to say, what would you like to say to those listening?
Well, Sue, thank you so much again for having me on.
And my pleasure.
I think this is such an amazing time of year, because we can all get so wrapped up in the gifts and the hustle and bustle. And I was talking to a friend today who said, you know, I told my family 10 years ago, I don't think it's the way to celebrate the Lord's birthday, to just, you know, give gifts and receive gifts. And so she's put an end to that in her life. And, you know, that might be further than some of us want to go, but It is a time to stop and, I think, take stock of what are the gifts that the Lord has placed in our hands, and how are we using those for other people, just like you were saying earlier. And we all have something. And I just think that at this time of year, we can feel so disappointed with, oh, the gift that I didn't get, or, you know, all the pressure, and can I really afford, and someone's expecting this, and I have to go to that party, and all of those things that sometimes just get us off track. Even those of us who know the Lord, we get kind of sucked into all of that. But I think this is such a wonderful time to to look around and see, is there one act of kindness? Is there one act of goodness that doesn't come with anything that comes back to us?
Right.
That it's just a gift that has no strings attached to it. And that might be, you know, it might be going down to see our friend Annie Bales at Union Rescue Mission mm-hmm. and serving a meal there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be, like you said, giving a financial gift to a ministry, or maybe making a commitment for next year in 2015. I'm going to give, maybe it's an hour a week or 5 hours a week to serve a ministry or to pray for someone, you know.
And prayer is good.
God
too.
Can do such amazing things through his people. And I think that as we come to this time of year to really get outside of ourselves and ask the Lord to show us, like you were saying, you know, you got to see this vision of people praying in this circle. But the Lord can show each one of us what is something that we can contribute in his kingdom for other people. And there's so much power in that, because that ripple effect that goes out from one person giving, and then it connects to someone else's life, and then they give to someone else, you know. And there's so many ways to give. And I know as a person in ministry, we are so dependent on people who give, either mm-hmm. financially or mm-hmm. volunteer their time
right.
or volunteer to pray.
Right.
Because we can't survive. Any of us
can't do
survive
it.
Without that.
Right. When you were talking, there were a couple words that Holy Spirit just impressed upon me, and one was present. And present is spelt the same and has two different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
The gift, the present, right?
Mm-hmm.
And present being present. And the best present of all is to be present.
That's right.
You know, and that was like so strange, but it came to me right then as like the present is to be present. It's not what you're giving other than being present.
And the thing is that then when you're present, you receive a present also.
That's true. And the other word that came to me, that was the one word, and the other one was isolation, because the devil wants us to believe the lies that he's putting in us, and he wants us to isolate. And I can tell personally that when I am down and when I feel like I'm going to be a killjoy, mm-hmm. I tend to isolate, because I don't want to put my killjoy or my negative or my sad feelings on other people. So instead of me getting out of what I'm dealing with right now, I'm doing this. And I know that there's many people out there. I'm not talking about me right now. I'm talking about you. But there's many people out there that isolate. And the devil wants you to do that. That's what the devil wants you to do. And I'm talking to myself right now. But the devil wants you to isolate, because when you isolate, then you can't, you're not present, right? You're not present. You can be present with the Lord, because you've got to say, okay, God, what's going on right now? And yes, you can do that. But God created people to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And so if you are feeling like you want to introvert and you want to isolate, I am going to listen to myself right now, and I'm telling you, if that is you, you need to step out of your comfort zone, and you need to get out and be with people. Be present, okay? And I will bet that you won't feel so bad when you're in the group with other people. So please do that. If you're one of those people that's isolating right now because you don't want to be a killjoy, just stop that, and let's join with other people, join hands, be a group, and be united. Until next week, God bless you, and be a blessing to someone each and every day, and Merry Christmas. Thank you, Melody.
Thank you, Sue. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.